9-11 Houston, don't mess around with that 225 there. Okay. 9-11 Houston, you're going over the hill there shortly. You're looking mighty fine to us.
1 minute to re-entry.
See you later.
We're at entry time. Blackout very shortly.
I doubt by a minute. Re-entry now.
Range to go to splash, 1,533 nautical miles.
Now, here's the description from the Qantas pilot.
Brighter than the other. See the term, one above the other? Brightest one light. One's the command module, one's the service module. They each weigh 6 tons. They're just picking up heat now. The bottom one's leading out in their control. You see it flashing? That's the same epoxy ablative resin coating. See it brighter now? It's passing the Venus now at nearly 300 miles. There it goes. What's the shattering? See the trail behind? What a spectacle. See the bits flying off? It's 250 miles away now. Notice that the top one is almost unchanged while the bottom one is shattering into pieces. The bottom one, which is disintegrated, is the rocket. Service module. The top one is the command module, which is containing the moon. It's just going into cloud now. Everything seems quite normal on that re-entry. Fortunately, it's going to cloud right on our horizon. It looks to me to be a pretty normal re-entry. I should say that. Yes, that seems mathematically, that seems perfectly sound, the timing's correct, the trajectory looks real good to me. We'll let you know in a few seconds what the position is.
Still in radio blackout, no word from the spacecraft.
Did you get that okay, Sydney?
Now, we listen out on the voice of Apollo for countdown to radio communications re-establishment. Still in radio blackout from the spacecraft, all going well, right on target. And we have another eyewitness description awaiting us in the commentators of the Voice of America.
Orion 3 reported a visual contact.
Well, we had visual contact from Qantas Flight 597 before Orion 3. We should establish radio communications.
We're at 3 minutes 20 seconds since entry. Blackout should end about 3 minutes 53 seconds after entry.
Any moment now.
We're about 11 minutes away from landing.
It's still quite a while.
Orion 3
down the atmosphere.
Is the uprange Orion aircraft.
Apollo 11, Houston through Orion.
Houston calling Apollo through the Orion aircraft, which is the only means of communication at the moment as they get close down to the surface of the Earth. These Araya aircraft
Apollo 11, Houston, through Orion.
They have much smaller antennas and, of course, much weaker signals. Communications are seldom as clear through the Orion aircraft as through the ground-based stations. The Orion aircraft play a crucial role in takeoff and landing maneuvers. A lot of static as they're trying to get through.
Apollo 11, Houston, through Orion 4.
Peter, it's worthwhile pointing out that they're trying to decelerate from 35,000 feet per second down to about 25 feet per second as they hit the ocean.
That's a very great deceleration in a short time. They're still waiting for contact with the spacecraft.
Reports Airbus 1 has visual contact.
Visual contact established with the spacecraft. Well, we've already reported it.
Apollo 11, Houston, through Orion, standing by. Over.
Radio communication still not established. There's no doubt that they're there. No doubt at all. The fireball as they came through the atmosphere described by Qantas pilot Frank Brown, then confirmed from an Orion aircraft, and now by another eyewitness. I wasn't quite sure what it was, how they identified it. Airbus 1, it sounded like.
Apollo 11, Houston, in the blind, Airbus has a visual contact. The Hornet now reports a visual contact. Visual contact from the recovery ship.
Apollo establishing records for being right on target, right on the button, right at the very end. So it must be fairly close to the Hornet for the Hornet to be able to see it without trouble. Communications with the Hornet are not too clear at the moment. We're listening out to the eyewitness description, waiting for it to come through from the Hornet.
Hornet reports
rather
momentary visual contact has now disappeared behind clouds.
Shortly we'll make an attempt.
We're 7 minutes 44 seconds from entry. Rogue shoot deployment scheduled for an elapsed time from entry of 9 minutes 1 second.
That has been just 1 minute from now. The small drogue chutes should deploy.
Apollo 11, Houston, standing by for your rescue reading. Over. Hawaii Rescue 2 reports an S-band contact with the spacecraft.
The drogue chutes there, Peter, reduce the velocity from about 400 feet per second to about 200 feet a second at an altitude of about 10,000 feet.
So the atmosphere slows them right down to 400 feet per second from their colossal velocity of 25,000 miles per hour.
Apollo 11, Houston, stand by for your miss distance. Over.
Real jump.
Well, there's radar contact.
Apollo 11, Houston, standing by for your disc reading. Over. Drogues.
And these drogue chutes are the small ones which pull the main parachute.
Apollo 11, Houston, your disc reading, please. Over.
That's correct, Peter.
communication from the spacecraft, rather indistinct, but it's there. Sounding good.
Apollo 11 reports right on. We take that to mean that the drogue deployed on time.
69.50.
So they're down to about 200 feet a second. We need to drop by another factor of 10 down to about 25 feet a second.
Yes, the main parachutes are due to open any moment now.
Apollo 11 should be on main chutes now.
When they hit the water, Peter, they should be about 15 to 20 mile an hour.
Still a
Hornet reports a sonic boom a short time ago.
Oh, that must be when they actually passed through the sound barrier in the reverse direction.
That's right, yes. In the nice direction, they're slowing down.
The splashdown is about 3 minutes away now, and so they must be swinging comfortably beneath their main parachutes. Now, we haven't actually had confirmation from the spacecraft that their main parachutes are open at this stage.
We're just under 4 minutes to landing.
But the nice thing is they hit that corridor. They really hit it. They didn't bounce off and they didn't come in too fast.
And with visual contact from the recovery ship Hornet and from all the
aircraft, we will continue to monitor for any conversation between the spacecraft and recovery forces, but we will not initiate a call from now on to the spacecraft from the control center.
The spacecraft is completely floatable on its own without these flotation collars they put on it. But I guess it's a matter of stability.
I think it is just a matter of stabilization.
Apollo 11, Apollo 11, this is Hornet, Hornet, over. Apollo 11, this is Apollo 11, reach the last course. Our position is 1330-6915.
Well, at this point, we shall try to cross to the eyewitness account on the United States ship Hornet and see if we can pick them up describing the splashdown of the spacecraft.
So, situation probably indicates that after we saw them, their descent was so completely vertical that they dropped down into the cloud cover on the very, very fringes of the area we are cruising. And consequently, we did not get a visual sighting. They should be on the water. They are on the water. The astronauts are on the Pacific Ocean. Splashdown has been accomplished. And as we said, a few minutes before splash, they radioed all persons listening in on that frequency, 296.8, which is their primary VHF broadcast frequency, that everything was okay. Swim 1 is orbiting the spacecraft at 500 feet. Swim number 1. I will give you a breakdown on just who is going to be doing the big job right now. Swim 1 is number 53, and these are numbers that are emblazoned on the side of these white helicopters, the Sikorsky Sea Kings, in big, bold, black numbers, about 3 feet high. What did you say, Chuck? 53? And that's piloted by Lieutenant Commander Klebo. I beg your pardon, Lieutenant Commander Richmond. Don Richmond, and his co-pilot is Mr. Strawn. The frogmen are McLaughlin, Lieutenant Junior Grade John McLaughlin. He's a 25-year-old UDT team member, and he's working with Terry Muhlenbach, 23-year-old fellow from Chatsworth, California. Also, seaman Mitchell Bucklew from Sanford, Florida. Now, that kind of fits the mold. You would expect frogmen to be from coastal areas where they can do a lot of this type of work. All
here in Mission Control, we've just gotten a report through direct communications between Armstrong and the carrier Hornet that the spacecraft is in stable 2 position. That means it's upside down in the water. The flotation bags attached to the collar will upright the spacecraft. We got very clear communications as the spacecraft was descending to the surface. It's rather fuzzy now. The noise you hear, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Mike Collins talking to the aircraft carrier Hornet. No longer is communications direct with Mission Control.
It takes 8 to 10 minutes for the flotation bags to right the spacecraft.
We're tuning in on the transmissions from the spacecraft to the Hornet back to Houston.
Swim 1 is getting ready to deploy swimmers.
That's the swim helicopter number 1, ready to deploy swimmers. You heard the pooled correspondent on the aircraft carrier Hornet describing what he could see from his position on the deck of the Hornet. President Nixon is watching this there in the early dawn light from the superstructure, from the bridge of the aircraft carrier. Just a little too muddy for me to interpret for you. I'm trying to understand the words. Not quite clear enough. Somebody said, we copy. I wonder if Don Blair there on the carrier has anything new.
General opinion of most personnel here that there's nothing to worry about in that direction. But there have been enough scientists, eminent gentlemen who have every reason to know whereof they speak, that these decontamination procedures have to be followed stringently, even if there is a 0.01% chance of anything like this happening, of astronauts actually picking up some kind of microcosm or bacteria on the body. Of the United States, which you can probably hear in the background. Mr. President, the Hornet's kitchens, the best in the Navy, welcome you aboard and wish you every good wish, good luck. And President Nixon is standing just two decks below me right now. I'm looking over, but I can't quite look over that far without joining the flight deck with a resounding crash. To repeat, if you just joined us, this is Don Blair on the USS Hornet, and we are peering into what for all intents and purposes is a gray horizon. And it is down along this gray horizon that the Apollo 11 dropped after that beautiful short burst of flame we saw in the sky, which gave everyone that quickened pulse beat and the belief that everything would come down within short range of their souvenir-hungry cameras, then we no longer saw it. We are practically at sunrise. We have a perfect daylight condition. But all around us, the Pacific is ringed by dull gray. Directly over my head, you could count the cloud percentage very, very easily. It's practically non-existent. But 11 and a half miles is our distance right now. Now, the given visibility this morning, and Chuck Smith here has mentioned this quite often, was 10 miles. Visibility was 10 miles. And apparently it hasn't changed that much. So that 11 and a half miles to the command module means for the moment they are out of sight. And what is going to happen here this morning is that most of the decontamination procedure is going to happen away from our eyes. I just want to go back to one of Chuck's notes here. 11 and a half miles to the command module and 3 helos on the scene. Now, I'll tell you what those helos are. They are Recovery 1, piloted by Commander Don Jones. Most of these gentlemen, if I gave their addresses right now, would be Imperial Beach, California, Chula Vista, California. And it is not that they are all dyed-in-the-wool Californians, although I'm sure they love it, but this is very, very adjacent to their airbase where they...
We're listening to Air Boss reporting back to the Hornet. The spacecraft is in the process of turning over from the upside down to stable 2 position back to stable 1. It's 70 degrees over now. This is Rhett Turner in Houston bringing you the communication.
Stable 1 now, stable 1.
Right side up. You're hearing some very garbled communication. We're trying to interpret it for you between the Air Boss hovering overhead and the astronauts inside the spacecraft. This being relayed through mission control in Houston. Stable 1, meaning that the flotation bags have now turned the spacecraft right side up. And the last report I heard was that the spacecraft is about 15,000 yards or about 3 kilometers away from the aircraft carrier. I'm not sure. We have received no report here that the carrier can see it in this pre-dawn grayness out there. The President of the United States and the head of the National Space Agency, Dr. Thomas Paine, standing on the bridge watching. This communication is being relayed from the spacecraft and from the Air Boss, the hovering helicopter in charge of rescue operations, back through the aircraft carrier Hornet into the Mission Control Center Houston. There was a confirmation from on board either Air Boss or the spacecraft. The word got it. I think I heard Armstrong there.
Neil Armstrong to deploy in about 1 minute.
He is advising that some system is in a mode. I thought he said roll mode. Okay, to deploy the first swimmer. Everybody on the carrier now trying to use binoculars. Get a look at the splash point out there near the aircraft carrier Hornet. On the bridge of the carrier, the President, the head of the National Space Agency, other dignitaries. That was the Air Boss and commenting to the spacecraft in the water. which went into its stable position upside down. It can be stable either with its cone down into the water or with the apex up, resting on the flat or heat shield. The first swimmer is in the water next to the spacecraft. He is beginning to connect one of the rings, the flotation rings. Just confirmation from the air boss, the helicopter hovering overhead, back to the carrier. The confirmation radio coming to the carrier. You're monitoring with us this communication. It's the sea anchor has been deployed and attached to the spacecraft to keep it from drifting into the sea. To try to make it stay in the
sea anchor has been deployed by the swimmer.
Word also there from Jack Riley and call to Apollo 11. Photo helicopter reporting that the first Airbus, this is Apollo 11. The flotation collar next to be attached by the swimmers. The second swimmer there in the water also. What's the condition? They're trying to get a report from...
Excellent.
He is excellent. Both checklists have been accomplished. I think he said something about another swimmer in the water.
Three swimmers in the water from Swim 2 Hilo.
That's the third helicopter. The third swimmer is in the water from helicopter number 2. Photo 1. On the bridge also with the president and the head of the space agency, astronaut. Picking up your communications now more clearly from the spacecraft, the Airbus and the Hornet confirmed. You're listening to this landing in the Pacific Ocean, Apollo 11, returning to Earth, coming to you through the Voice of America.
It is reported to Airbus that they're in excellent condition.
Crew reported to Airbus. That's the helicopter hovering overhead, the helicopter in charge of the pickup operation.
All of the communications are about halfway around the spacecraft now.
Three swimmers attached. Communication coming out there from the air boss. In fact, his communication is almost coming and going in cycles there. That's a bit difficult to read, to understand.
Hey, Captain Boeing, Hadley, Mexico.
Two are fully inflated, one is partially inflated.
Flotation bags. Two fully inflated, number one partially inflated. Has been attacked, comes the word from one of the helicopters. Specialist, you might surmise that there's a little bit too much flotation collar is attached now. Flotation collar is attached now. There's another channel with a slight foam on it. And the collar is inflated. The collar is inflated. That will symbolize the rocking motion of the spacecraft there in the sea. All of these American spacecraft, the Mercury, the Gemini, the bell shape. The photo helicopter is excellent in space, but they're not very comfortable boats.
All right, Swift, this is Hardy Pitch. Request attack head on top, over. This is Quarter 1, the raft is in the water.
Quarter 1, the raft is in the water.
4-1 degrees, 9 miles.
5 miles range, the attack head, used in aircraft. By the reading from the helicopters, the electronic instruments, Ranger acting the carrier. Something about the command module. A letter to Dropper. The discussion. The rock is in the water, flotation collar around the spacecraft.